Welcome back to 3HL here on 104.5 Zone. Finishing up your Friday work week. Well, Titans are going to be working this weekend because they've been winning games. Have a chance to do something that's never been done in the NFL, which is beat four current division winners in a row on the road. If you go back to Week 17, they beat the Texans. Then, of course, they beat the Patriots and the Ravens, and a chance to beat the Chiefs. Guy that knows a little bit of something about doing it right for the Two-Tone Blue joins us right now, the great Chris Johnson, at ChrisJohnson28 on Twitter. CJ2K, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing good.
So how much joy does it give you to watch what Derrick Henry is doing running the football right now?
Ah, man, it's a lot of joy, man, to be able to sit back and watch him come into his own or whatever like that, man. The stuff he's doing, especially in the playoffs and stuff like that, it feels good to see that.
Watching him, what makes him so special as somebody that knows the running back position as well as you do?
Ah, man, when you got a guy that big, that's that fast, and that can do the moves that he's doing, break those long runs, man, it's just amazing to sit back and watch that.
And we're also in a league now that seems to be geared towards quarterbacks. You hear it's all about passing, it's all about this. It's got to be fun for you to watch the Tennessee Titans kind of turn back the clock a little bit and show that running the football can still get you a long way in this league.
Yeah, man. I've been telling people that for years, man. It's like they put everything and pay all the quarterbacks and receivers, but it shows you that if you don't have a running game, you're not going to go too far in the playoffs.
Chris Johnson with us here on 3HL. The first thing that comes up when you Google your name right now, Chris, is Chris Johnson predicts Titans will beat Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl. Why? Who is going to play the biggest role for the Tennessee Titans if they are, in fact, to pull the upset?
It's the same as it's been every week. Derrick Henry and Tannehill. You know, we're gonna need, because I know they're going to put a lot in the box to try and stop Derrick Henry. So we're going to have to get some guys to step up on the outside and for Tannehill to have a good game and make those throws.
Well, and that's been the fascinating thing to watch, Chris, right, is they continue to load the box against Derrick, and it doesn't matter. And I wonder if from your perspective, when teams were loading the box against him earlier in the season because they didn't quite fear the passing game the way that they do now, if they were able to learn how to run into 8 and 9 man boxes, because out of necessity, how much is that helping them at this point when teams are loading the box against them and they aren't able to stop it?
Man, it's helping because the type of guy that you got back there, it's like when they run the ball, it looks like that they stopped them for a yard, for 1 or 2 yards, but when you look up in the ref mark the ball, it'd be 4 yards. But, you know, anytime if we can get it third down and manageable, 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3, that just give us a better chance to keep the clock going, to keep the chains moving, and to continue to put points on the board.
When he throws that touchdown pass to Corey Davis last week, Chris, what are you thinking? What's going through your head?
Man, I knew it was going to be something like that. When I seen Mariota motion out and him get the ball, I knew it was going to be an option for him to either run the ball or still be able to throw it.
Chris, you did it a different way. Chris Johnson, our guest here on 3HL on 104.5 The Zone. CJ, you did it a different way. You're not as big as Derrick Henry. You had speed and you had elusivity and you had all sorts of other large syllabic words. But when you watch Derrick Henry and just watch him truck over people, do you ever think to yourself, man, I wish I was that big because I could have done some real damage in the league?
Yeah, no. You know, I that's why I'm special. That's why he's special. I ran some guys over and broke some tackles and stuff like that, but you know his gift is he got some. He's fast and he's big and can run through people. My gift was I'm never getting caught when I'm the best home run hitter there is. Like never getting caught. Anytime I get some space, I'm gonna take it to the house. So, like, and that's where I prided myself on. Like I was a guy who was the fastest guy ever in the league, but I also was able to break tackles and, you know, play the big guy role.
And you had guys that created space for you up front the same way Derrick Henry increasingly is able to trust and rely on his offensive line. What do you see him from those guys that are just kind of helping Henry hit the holes when he goes and he sees that cutback? He can go because there's space, because those guys up front are doing their job.
Yeah, that's what I've been meaning to say. Like this whole time, you know, we've been giving a lot of credit to Derrick Henry as much as he deserves it, but you still got to give credit to those guys up front who's creating those lanes creating a space for him to get them 4 yards every time. It's for him to break them long runs. You can't do that without that offensive line. Those guys are coming together, gelling together real well and creating space for him. So, you know, a lot of credit goes to that offensive line.
Mike Vrabel always credits Corey Davis and A.J. Brown and Tajay Sharp, wide receivers who know they're going to get the ball as long as they block when they're needed to in the running game. You've had wide receivers, you've played on teams with wide receivers who have helped spring you for long runs. When you see your teammates like that at that position willing to sacrifice a target so that you can get yours because they know that you are, as you said, the home run hitter, what does that say about somebody who's willing to sacrifice for the team in that way?
Man, that says a lot, y'all, because at the end of the day, as running backs, we have to sit there and block those big linebackers that come through when the team is trying to throw the ball so the receivers can get the ball. So once you get that mindset and both positions know that the running back block for the receivers to get the ball, and then when the running back is running the ball, the receivers need to block so we can run the ball, because no matter how good your offensive line is or how good your running back is, if you don't have receivers that's willing to block those guys down the field, then that eliminates a lot of the home runs, a lot of the big runs. So those receivers that are willing to block, they're the ones that are helping the big runs go.
The man himself, CJ2K, here with us on 3HL 104.5 The Zone. Chris Johnson, you have been in the position many times where you know that a defense can't stop you. What is it like? Can you give us an example of a game where you remember saying, I'm going to continue to run it down these dudes' face masks, and they're not going to be able to stop me no matter what they do?
Yeah, but it's the Jacksonville game. Me and Jones, we went head-to-head, and it was just like, you know, we battled all game.
That's one, like, very specific example. Looking last week, another guy that's fast and elusive and I'm sure really impresses you watching him, he's fun to watch, is Lamar Jackson. Were you surprised at how effective Tennessee's defense was at making his life miserable last week on the road to set up this matchup with Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City?
No, I wasn't surprised. Like, he's a great player, but I know I've been watching our defense, and I know Babel was going to come in there with a great defensive plan.
Derrick Henry's rushed for 180 yards in three games in a row. No one's ever done that in the history of the NFL. Not you, not anybody.
He's the only guy, Chris.
He's the only one. Is he going to make it four on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium?
Hopefully so. We're going to go in there and try to run the ball and stick to our game plan. Hopefully so.
You got a final score for us? I know you've got the Titans winning it. What's the score going to be?
Man, I don't care if it's 2-0, as long as we win.
Derrick Henry responsible for a safety.
That'll be the play of the game. Derrick Henry, they put him out there on defense, sacked the quarterback in the end zone.
He's done everything else. We appreciate it. Yeah. We appreciate it, Chris. Enjoy the game. Thanks. Go Titans, right?
Thank you.
Appreciate you, big dog.
That is Chris Johnson, at Chris Johnson 28. You asked him for a specific example, Buck, and he's like, boom, Jacksonville.
He knew exactly what I was talking about, too. Yeah. We'll talk about this on the other side as we get into the matchup ourselves in a little more detail. They cannot do anything to stop this guy, and the rest of the team feels it, and they feed off of it. And that's why when I'm looking at these things, like, we all follow, like, NFL memes on Twitter, where they've got the, you know, the four-headed dragon to represent each team that's left in the NFL playoffs, and all of the three, when you look at Green Bay and San Francisco and Kansas City, they're all real ones, and then you got the dopey-looking little brother, the Tennessee Titans, in the graphic. All right. Derrick Henry's nobody's little brother.
Breaking news. They're on the ground in Des Moines. 3HL is actually not in an airplane, but they're still 200 miles from Kansas City.
In Iowa.
And in Iowa. And it's not there for a primary.